Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
To do a pop-up show today, and pop-up means you never know what's going to happen. By very good fortune, a terrific comedian named Poppy, I want to pronounce his last name right, Champion, I don't know when she comes back on, will be joining us as our special guest. As you know, last week we had the lovely and delightful Michelle Ballin join us, and today we'll have Poppy. Poppy will be popping in today. And already we have guests in the guest room, and I am going to dedicate this to you, Rudy. This one's for you today.
After Mass, just last Sunday, I speedy pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the Lombada. When dancing the corporate Lombada, there are rules one must follow. Rule one, your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide, and sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. You serve positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out, your stock grow. You're doing the Nancy lambada.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother.
Make me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z.
No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
Coming to our planet. Great to the Z. Oh, Betty Jo, I know you're listening by phone. Betty Jo Tucker, everyone. Nancy, yes, that was me rapping, Fast Eddie. I can rap as well. Thank you. In the chat room, We have Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo, I got a great guest coming on tonight. You'll like this. Her name is Poppy Champlin. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She's in the musical Titanic. It's in Rhode Island right now. Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. Who else have I got in the house? I've got Clopsy's in the house and Cowpote from Cowpote Radio. Fast Eddie 72, Fast Eddie Fast Eddie 72, BTR Radio. Rudy Kisley, say that wisely. My funny accounting friend who always joins and a big help to the show. And of course, the ever popular Wacko Bob. Wacko Bob's got shows, I believe, Monday through Fridays, and on the weekends, I think he does music. He will post that time briefly. Yes, the one and only Fast Eddie 72. I love all my peeps who come in. You guys rock. You make the show happen. It's a terrific thing. Great shows, Wacko Bob. These guys are like four guys sitting around talking. I love their show. They're always good with that. And you know who we haven't seen in a long time? We haven't seen my buddy George Bettinger. He's the mom and pop shop on 106 Hot Mix every day at 4 p.m. And George Bettinger and the mom and pop shop, you can Facebook them. And actually, Facebook everybody here. Everybody post your Facebook thing so they can Facebook you. And Betty Jo Tucker, you can just Facebook Betty Jo Tucker for now and read her blogs or Google her. But let's do a little George promo right now.
Say to say good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Thank you, George Bettinger. That's terrific. Nice little promo he did for me. And if I get a chance, I'll play Steve Mendoza. Are you a guest by any chance, Steve, in the house today? I don't know. But we have a guest coming on soon. But until then, I'm going to dedicate this next song to my buddy, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., she has the movie stars you love to talk about.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, because of your family, you're nuts, because you're nuts. who you're trying to kiss. Embrace your inner id.
Always having fun there. Betty Jo Tucker is listening by phone. Poor Betty Jo. Betty Jo, I am so empathetic to you. I have no computer. I'm working on everybody else's computer just to do my show and hoping to get online here. I'm on the road right now. Fast Eddie, where's your show? Fast Eddie's show Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wacko in the morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, in other words, every day but Monday. Okay. yes, everybody, I'm waiting on a special guest to call in, so why don't we play a little-known Spanish soap opera while we're waiting. Little-known, one of my favorites.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, it's fine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I'm gonna die.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay.
Nunlust, just so you know. And about to bring on my special guest, but first a song from my favorite all-girl band, Betty.
Did you tell her? Did you tell her?
Pronouncing your name right?
Poppy. Yes, it's Champlin.
Champlin. Yeah. Oh, I was like making it fancy French. Champlin.
Yeah, I know. Everyone wants to do that. That's so weird.
Well, Poppy, we're glad to have you on the air. We've got a couple other radio shows listening right now. Wacko Bob in the Morning and Fast Eddie is listening. That's great. And so is Movie Attic Headquarters in Colorado. Thank you, Betty Jo. So, Poppy, comedian, I just had the pleasure of performing with her at Gotham back in April. What a funny lady the first time I met her. But you're not just a comedian, are you? You're also an actress.
Well, that's true. I'm in Titanic right now.
Yeah, tell us about this. Tell us about the musical Titanic, playing where and when.
That is in Kingston, Rhode Island, at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And this is, we're in our last weekend now. So it'll be Friday at 8, Saturday at 2 and 8, and Sunday at 2.
Wow.
And
where can they get tickets? Oh, yeah. Where can they get tickets?
Mm-hmm. The tickets, the website is courthousearts.com.
Courthousearts.com.
Or org. Maybe it's .org.
Org.org.
Yeah.
What's the name of the theater? Maybe they can Google that.
Yes, yeah, the center, Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Wait a minute. I think I might have it here. Let me see. July 12th to the 29th, Titanic the Musical, Courthouse Center of the Arts.
Right.
And is that on what time?
8 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and then 2 o'clock Saturday, Sunday.
Wow. And what part are you playing?
I'm Alice Bean. I'm Alice Bean. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm a second-class passenger.
Uh-oh.
And I'm very interested. I'm very interested in the first-class passengers. And I'm a gossip, and I know who everybody is. And I just am very into the social climb and want my husband to climb this ladder while we're on the boat. And he doesn't seem to want to, but... I do provide the comic relief because we all know how that story ends.
Now, how did you get? Now you're a comedian. You didn't start out as a comedian. I noticed you do one of my favorite things too. My first love, improvisation. So how did you start out, Poppy? You started out in comedy or as an actress? Tell us a little bit.
Well, my first love was basketball, and that's why I went to college. I went to college to play basketball. And I did, and I was very good. I became a starter my second year in college. But in my third year, I realized, well, they don't really have professional teams, so there's no money to be made here in playing basketball. So I had to choose another major, and I was already involved with theater in high school. And so I went into theater. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, one of the shows I got on, I was a comedian. I did a stand-up comedy routine. Basically, it was all puns on the ocean because it was sponsored by the Oceanography Department. So I did a fish stick, basically. And, oh, my goodness. Oh, migration. It was... the puns were 135 puns on the ocean. Kelp, kelp, is there a sturgeon in the house? Oh, migration. You know, I mean, it went on and on. And stole the show every night. And
well, I could see that. You have a great, I mean, I've performed with you in the same venue, and you have a great stage presence. You really hold the stage when you get on there. And that's what makes it so interesting when you're on there, because you do have a high energy. You start slow, and then boom. Then it's boom,
right.
Then it's boom, then it's boom. You didn't see that coming. And it's great. You also have a one-woman show. Tell us about that.
Well, the one-woman show I did in Chicago. I started it in Chicago, and then I took it out to L.A. And it's very autobiographical, and it has comedy as well as tragedy. And it was sort of a cathartic sort of thing for me. I lost a sister back in 1978, and so I, did this whole thing. It was in the, it's the 70s.
That's great. So are you still doing this show? Is this part of your...
No, I don't do that one. I found it really difficult, actually, to keep doing it. I thought I could do it, but, I mean, I could do it again, but it's sad, it's been over 30, 35 years now, so...
Wow.
But it's still very sad, and it's
but you did it, and that's the important thing. You did it. Now, Poppy,
yeah,
I've loved that. Such an impressive opener you are for Ray Romano, Dennis Leary, Bill Mayer, Bill Hicks. Oh,
yep.
Bill Hicks is dead. No,
yes.
And Rosie O'Donnell. She's alive.
Yes, she is.
I'm like, wait a minute. I tripped over that name. I was like, wait a minute. So you've been doing this for a while because you can't tell from looking at you.
Well, thank you.
So there's no way I could guess your age, so I'm not going to say it. But you were also featured in the documentary, Rosie O'Donnell's documentary?
I was on their maiden voyage.
The maiden voyage of the ship. And what was the name of that film? All Aboard Rosie's Family Vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, see Betty Jo? She's been in a movie. There's another radio show listening to you right now, Movie Attic Headquarters. She's been in a movie, Betty Jo, so if you're ever doing more movie things. Do you have any other movie credits?
I was in Meet the Parents that became Meet the Fockers, but the original one was done in Chicago with Judy Tenuta and Emo Phillips, and Greg Gliena directed it. So I was in the original of that.
Was that a play or a movie?
No, it was a movie, and they sold it to Warner Brothers, and the Warner Brothers turned it into Meet the Fox Parents.
Oh,
the Fox.
So there's a movie before that you were in then?
Yeah.
Before Meet the Falkers, Meet the Parents?
Yeah, that was my original. I was in
that
original.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Uh-huh.
And that's so now the Titanic, and it closes this weekend, right? So this is our last chance to come see you there. And this is in what town? And is this Rhode Island, right?
Yeah, Kingston, Rhode Island.
Kingston, Rhode Island. Where is where are you from? You have a unique accent.
That's where I'm from. I went to school in Kingston. I went to URI.
Is that a Rhode Island accent then? Could I say that was a Rhode Island accent?
I am sitting in Rhode Island right now.
And you're on the road quite a bit then.
I do my share, and I think that's one of the reasons why I got into Titanic was because I wanted to sort of get off the road for a little bit, and so I just sit and,
well, I
and
think
do
that's
a play.
Fantastic. So you must have a good singing voice as well.
Correct.
Good. See, we have so much in common. So much in common.
You
but
are.
That's great. And to find out more, and if you want to go, she's on the road a lot. I'm looking at your schedule here. You are just, yes, all right, yes, you're in the Titanic.
I'm busy.
You stay busy. I'm looking here, July 22nd, Titanic, the 29th, the musical. Let me see. Oh, Gotham. Let's talk about Gotham. You've got a big event coming up.
That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. You hear that, listeners, in the New York City area, because my listeners are international, but any of you in the New York City area, it's going to be at the Gotham Comedy Club, and it is a great lineup, and I had the flyer up here. I know one of my favorite pals is in it, Michelle Bowen. Tell us about who else is in it, because I lost the...
Michelle is in it. Vidur Kapoor.
Oh, he's funny.
In it. Mm-hmm. Vidor.
Elise Kinney.
She's the one who is running it and putting it on. It's called It's a Charity Thing, and so it's to raise money for gay marriage.
Oh, which, by the way, I don't know if you heard on the news, is good for business.
What do you mean?
Did you hear that on the news yesterday? They just announced it. Gay marriage is good for business. It's good for business. It's been a boon to the catering business. To hotel rentals, to party planners, and they were showing how much the income it's been adding.
I bet. I mean, we all knew that was going to happen. Gay men love to party.
And that throw parties, yes.
And throw parties, yeah.
But that's great that, you know, it's doing that. So, Elise Kinney, I know Elise. Wait a minute.
Oh, do you?
Yes, she came to my one-person show, I believe.
Oh.
Yes, I know her. But it's a very funny. We're leaving somebody out, though, because there were five people.
Hold on. Let me look a little bit.
Look at the poster. I'm so sorry I lost it. I had everything up here, and then I lost it.
Well, the host is Ryan. Let me see. Show the best. It's a charity thing.
What is that noise in the background?
That's you. Oh, Alec Mappa.
Oh, okay. All right. And everybody, I just got to plug Michelle Bowen because I love her so much. Bowen was on Last Comic Standing, everyone. She was a finalist. So this is a quality show.
It really is.
They can contact where to get tickets?
They can contact Gotham Comedy Club.
Gotham Comedy Club, which is a terrific club and a great room. And you get to see Poppy there. Poppy doing her comedy and always and on the Olivia lines. When are you on Atlantis and Olivia Cruises next?
Olivia, I will be on. I'm trying to turn this volume down. Olivia, I will be on September 16th.
Oh, I have it right in front of me. I have that here. And then September 30th, you'll be at the NIAC Center.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show. Jessica Carson.
Oh, Jessica, I love her.
Yeah.
And, wow, you've got so much coming up. Let's back up. August 9th, the Joker's Wild.
Joker's Wild in New Haven, Connecticut. Yeah,
August 16th. Look at you, busy girl. The Birchmere Music
That's
Hall.
That's a great place. Yeah, I love that place.
And what's Poppycock Productions?
Well, that's what I call myself when I produce shows.
I love it. I love it. It's terrific. Yeah, so if you're listening, tomorrow's a great benefit. Go. What a great lineup of comedians. And Elise Kenny, Michelle Ballin, Poppy Champlin. How do you say it? But you say it with your accent.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm still eating. I'm having my breakfast because I got to get out of here in a minute. But like the champ, you know, like
champ.
The boxing.
So you say Champlin.
Yeah, Champlin.
Champlin. All right. Everybody's trying to pronounce it differently. Yes, Rudy Keisley, my comedy accountant fan who is just always so great. He always listens to every show in New York City. Go check it out, Rudy. It's going to be a great show at the Gotham Comedy Club tomorrow at 8 p.m., I'm guessing.
I think it's at 9, doesn't it? I think it starts at 9.
9 p.m.? I don't have the poster up.
I have the poster. Yeah, 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Okay, you have – yeah. So, yeah, you've got a lot going on. Wow, what a schedule you've had. And people can go to your website, Champlin. Champlin. It's the only way I can say Poppy Champlin. Listen, you go to her site. Poppy Champlin. www.poppychamplin.com. And you can find out wherever this woman's performing all over the world. You can check her out. If you're in the Rhode Island area, go see her at the Titanic, doing a Titanic performance.
If you ever want to do Joker's Wild, I'm going to try and have it be a regular thing for me. So pretty soon, well, hopefully I can get you to come down and perform too.
Oh, sure. Where's this? In Virginia?
No. Joker's Wild in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, New Haven. New Haven. Now you got me talking with this. I'm trying to figure out how to copy your accent. I want to be from Rhode Island.
Right.
With that, Poppy, that's so great. Now, I like on your website too. You feature jokes of the week.
I have a joke of the week. Yeah, I usually it turns out to be joke of the month because I never change it. But
oh, you're in P-town. I got it. Oh, were you there already?
Did
you were there already. Darn, I have friends going, but they go in August. But that's the 26th, which is tomorrow night. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a great show. You can't beat the lineup between you and Michelle. I mean, that's all I need.
I know. And Alec Mappa, amazing.
And Vidor?
Vidor Kapoor. I mean, this is like
in a commercial? Is he in a commercial, Vidor? Did I just see him in a commercial of a guy trying to buy a kayak or something? Or is that not him? I'm trying to remember. There's two guys that I like that I think it's one of them. Is he bald?
No, I don't really. I've never met him.
Oh, okay. You don't scope out your fellow comedians like I do before you perform?
Not really. But
well, you
I know
should.
He's wearing a hat. So
he's
I
wearing
tell.
A hat. Let me ask you this: do you have DVDs and CDs for sale?
Yes.
Okay, and where can I go to get those?
So you can just go to my website to get those, or there's a CD on iTunes that you can purchase as well.
Oh, you can go to iTunes to get her. How many CDs do you have?
I have like three.
Three? Just three. You're not really big on promoting yourself, are you? I'm trying to help you here.
Thank you.
Poppy Champlin. Go to Poppy Champlin. Champlin.
Let's go.
Champlin. God. Just saying the name makes me laugh. Poppy Champlin. Go in there and get his CDs, and you have DVDs coming up, too.
Yeah, I have a DVD, too.
Wow, and she has a DVD.
And I have a short movie, a short film that I've created.
Is it, how long is it?
It's about 29 minutes, something like that.
29 minutes, is it, and what are you doing? Where are you going to show this? Is it going to be at film festivals?
Well, it was in film festivals, and that was like maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago, I'm not sure, but... And so it's called Poppy's Foursome, and it's all about Dinosaur Weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Where can I see it?
Well, you can buy it off my website as well.
Oh. Okay, a Dinosaur Weekend. Okay, I'm looking it up. Dinosaur Weekend, and that's for sale, and it's a 20-minute film you made?
Mm-hmm, it's really funny. It's
hey, fun. Listen, as I was telling Michelle, why don't you ladies have your stuff up on Netflix?
Netflix? Oh.
Yeah. They have all kinds of movies. I know that Jim Gaffigan has his stuff up, and comedians are, you know, they're one-hour shows, and I don't know, check into
holy
it, Poppy.
Care. Wow, the plumber just came in with the estimate of the shower.
and she choked on her bagel.
What are you talking about? That is a joke. What, are you crazy?
Tell them how much is it without the washers.
How much is it without the washers, she wants to know. They're estimating it $3,000 for a shower.
For a shower? Hey, you want a second estimate.
That's ridiculous.
Tell them you're going to buy the parts yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody, how nice is my chat room? I don't know if you're in my chat room. They're posting your website for you.
Oh, are they? That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, Rudy Keisley. Oh, he goes, OMG, it's www.poppychamplin.com. Wow, 3,000. You don't need to shower.
They want to throw out $3,000 and we do the demo. That's ridiculous.
Nah, you could get
somebody
a whole shower for that, you know. You can get a whole shower for that, right, guest? Oh, you know what? You've got Cyanide listening all the way from Amsterdam.
Yeah, we got to get a plumber over here to put in a shower for less than $3,326.
I'm telling you, you can go to one of those seats where they rebuild the whole shower for you.
Need to rebuild the shower.
Yeah, so let me say Cyanide in Amsterdam. Hello, you're listening to our special guest today, www.poppychamplin. Yeah, that's his name, Cyanide.
I'm in Amsterdam now.
No, you have a listener all the way in Amsterdam.
Wow.
So, international. And yes, Movie Attic headquarters in Pueblo, Colorado, I haven't forgot you. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., it's the Movie Attic headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker. Fast Eddie show every week. Post your sites again, everybody in the room. Wacko Bob, the Wacko Bob show, Tuesdays through Thursdays and Saturday and Sunday. That's all the other radio shows that are listening to you right now. Anybody in Rhode Island, please, tomorrow when you do your shows, go see Poppy singing.
That's right.
Poppy. What? How many songs do you get? Do you ever do that when you do musicals? How many songs do I have?
That's me in my glamour shot. They're like looking at the poster going, who the hell is that? That's my glamour shot. I don't look like that right now. I'm in glasses, you know.
Maybe they're charging you more because of you put up the posters. You got to take down that you're working when you have plumbers over.
Yeah, that's right.
Take down those posters that you're a working
take
comedian.
Take down those posters.
Ask them if they'll take something off the price for your DVDs and CDs.
Right.
Can we work something out, guys?
Thank
Tell
you.
Them if they take $100 off, I'll announce them on my radio show.
Oh, what difference would $100 be with a $4,000 estimate?
You can put in a whole bathroom for that. My brother does as a contractor, not in Rhode Island, but I know
it's
what it
ridiculous.
Costs. It's so ridiculous. Please, I try to do everything myself when it comes to fix it. Hey, you know what, Poppy? I want to ask you something. What's your favorite all-time comedy experience that has happened to you? Like you would go, oh, my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, like I told you, the autobiographical thing. So I have been through the whole drug thing, and I don't do drugs anymore, and I don't drink, and I don't do anything anymore, right? So
I've lost all my friends to AA.
Exactly. that's a good one. But anyway, I did an AA convention one time. I have I used to have a ton of drinking material, and I have this drinking and driving bit that I do. It's really funny. Anyway, and I do this bit at an AA convention, and it was a phenomenon that they laughed so hard, and the room was full. It was probably 500 people in there, but they laughed so hard at my stuff that my hair stood up.
Wow.
My hair stood up. They were just like
from the energy of the room.
It was just like it was a collective energy thing happening. Wow.
It made my hair stand up.
That is terrific. That is just great.
Yeah.
On numerous levels.
Yeah.
On numerous levels. And what's your second favorite?
Second favorite all-time comedy experience?
Where it's happening, it's surreal. And it's so good.
So that one was surreal.
Well, think about it. I'll tell you one of mine that happened. That was terrific.
Right.
I'll tell you one of mine. I was having a fight with somebody I was dating because I was going to be on TV that night, and I wanted to get home to watch it. And
wow.
So they were stalling, and finally I just said, forget you. This is about me. So I walked into a bar that I knew some friends were, and it happened to have a TV on, and I said, quick, turn on the TV. And they turned it on, and the whole bar turns because it's me on television.
That's great.
And it's everybody I know, and everybody's looking at me and looking at the TV and looking at me, and I go, yeah, that's me. That's me. And that was like one of my, wow, this is terrific being in show business moments. So if you have a second one that's like that, let me know.
I like that.
So you just...
second one, You know what? The other one that I remember, I'm sorry, I'm still eating.
a first on my show. But go ahead.
The second one I remember is, that sticks out of my mind, was my first time on TV, I think. I had written Rosie O'Donnell when she was on VH1 Stand Up Spotlight.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? Remember she had that TV show? So she had her own comedy show, VH1 Stand Up Spotlight. And I wrote her a letter from Chicago. I just worked with her in Chicago. And I said, look, I'm ready for my break. I know I'm ready. I'm ready for TV. I can do this. And she wrote me back. She's like, let me see the tape. I sent the tape. And they wrote me back, her and her sister. Her sister was helping her produce it. And they said, yeah, we think you're ready too. Come on out to L.A. And I was like, wow. And so I got out to L.A., I got a limo, I got a leather jacket, I got paid to do it. And then when I went on stage to do my set, which, you know, is a tight 8 minutes, right? And everything is written out to the T. And right before I was going on stage, my mouth was so dry. I was so scared. I was just almost paralyzed with fear, and I just reached down to somebody's table in front of me, just a guest, you know, somebody there in the audience, and I'm like, please, can I have your drink, please? And I took their drink, and I drank it. It wasn't a drink, it was a soda, you know, ice.
Okay.
But I did not drink their drink, but, you know, just a regular soda, and had to have liquid in my mouth and just stole somebody's drink. And then went up and had a great set, you know. And as soon as I got up there, she was like, just relax. You're great. You're going to be fine. You're fantastic. Just relax. Everything's great. And it was. Everything went just, it was like one of the best sets ever, you know. So, felt good.
That's pretty funny. But good for you. So that's a positive story of just going out there and saying, hey, I want to do this and I can do this.
Yeah.
Because it is a stand-up comedy, and, you know, we got to improv together sometime because that is my first love.
Oh, okay.
I love improv. That is my first, and I'm really good.
Are you? Good for you. I bet you are.
And it's just, but I love it. You know, stand-up comedy is the scariest thing I do. Improv is my first love. Just throw it at me. I want to go. Just whatever you throw at me.
Great.
I'm ready to go.
Great.
And that's my first love with doing that. Again, for more information on Poppy Champlin, go to www.poppycamplin.com. I think that's what it's got to be. Like they've got to go to www.poppycamplin.com. to get in it. That's great. So you've got DVDs there. They can follow your schedule because people who are listening all over the world, no, I don't know when you'll be in Amsterdam. but I know, Fast Eddie, you're based in Florida, aren't you? Where in Florida are you going to be? Poppy? In Florida?
I don't have one booked in Florida yet.
Not yet. But if you follow her website, she does perform in Florida as well.
And yeah, I was just in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm.
Yeah, oh, there you go. They're actually one of
and
them.
And St.
I think,
Petersburg.
Yes, Wacko Bob, I think you're near West Palm, the Wacko Bob radio show. They're near West Palm, so that's good. Yes, I know that area very well.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's great. So it's great. Now, do you teach as well? Because you have so much experience.
Do you teach?
Do you?
It's interesting. One of the shows I did in Rehoboth Beach in April or May, they also had me teach a comedy class during the day, and then I did my show that night. So, you know, that's an interesting way to go into cities and different cities, and I can teach. I did, and the people, they loved it. They got right up and they did their 3 minutes or 1.5 minutes.
Oh,
you did
a stand-up class.
Yeah, I did a stand-up class.
Okay, that's a really great thing to do.
Yeah.
And somebody in the chat room wants to know, do you come to Port Charlotte, Florida?
Port Charlotte? Where's that?
Where's that? Where's Port Charlotte, Fast Eddie? He'll tell me in a second. Rudy, I'm watching the clock. I know how many minutes are left. You can't see my chat room. They're all comedians in here. I mean, there's a couple of other radio shows that listen, but they're nice people because Rudy, thank you. He just posted your website again for everybody in the chat room.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, see, you got fans already. I'm not sure Port Charlotte, if that's East or West Coast. Let's see. Fast Eddie. The club is Visani.net Comedy Club in Port Charlotte.
Oh.
Well, we'll tell her. Visani.net. So go to that and book yourself.
I will.
Oh, they're making jokes in my chat room. They're just cracking me up there. So that's, you have had quite the eclectic life. What would you give, you know, there? Did you find it, is it me, and not that anybody shouldn't be given the chance to perform that wants to, but do you find it's just like a comedy glut and they're not all funny?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I definitely think that comedy, to be a comedian is a lot of people's dream. I mean, it's funny that so many people want to be a comedian. And I understand why. I mean, the thrill of making people laugh, like I said, my hair stood up that one time. But, you know, it's so, you're getting to people's essence, you know, you're getting to people's.
Yeah, no, it's that connection. It's really connecting with a large group of people in a short amount of time.
Right, and everybody is on the same wavelength, and the wavelength is pure, you know, I don't want to be corny, but it's love, you know.
We need the love. That's why we do it.
It is, man.
We need more love than the usual person. Rudy Keisley said,
bring it.
Rudy Keisley said, this woman is still eating. A bagel takes 10 years for Rhoda. He said,
I'm done. I'm finally done.
He says, geez, Louise, a bagel takes 10 years for Rhode Islanders.
I'm done. I finally finished.
She finally finished. Oh, I know it. Another great experience I had. I was doing, oh, actually, I got to mention this. Dang. Jane Condon, today's Wednesday, right? Tonight at Caroline's, they're doing a benefit for, and I wrote it down, it's at Caroline's. Jane Condon is one of the many performers. It's for women in television, I believe. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Make your reservations for my buddy Jane Condon. Love her. It's going to be a great show, and
cool.
It's for a great cause at Caroline's. And also, make your reservations to see the musical Titanic. I wish I was there because I never saw the musical Titanic.
Yeah, it really is great. The music is just beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic. And a special shout-out to Fast Eddie for hanging in there for the whole show, the Wacko Bob show. Everybody post, it's 3 minutes, so post all your websites there, and we'll try to get you on there. Well, Poppy, you've been a great guest,
www.poppychamplins.com.
See all of her shows, buy her CDs, because that's what there is to do. Poppy, when you're playing this back, if you just want them to hear your portion, I believe you started at 28 minutes into the show, so they can scroll ahead and listen if they want, or they can listen to the comedy.
Well, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Preceded it, and we will be promoting this as well. This will be available for free download to anyone who missed the live recording on the internet. So check it out there. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. www.poppychamplin.com.
Thanks, Nancy.
See her wherever she is. Thank you. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to go out with some scat. Thank you for being a guest.
Bye.
Bye.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It makes sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.